Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of Zhongde Waste Technology AG regarding the annual results 2013. Currently, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Now, I would like to hand you over to William Huang.
Thank you. Dear ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to attend 2013 annual report meeting conference call of the Zhongde Waste Technology AG. First, let me express my sincere gratitude on behalf of all the staff of Zhongde for your long period of supporting and caring. 2013 was still a very difficult transition period for Zhongde Waste Technology AG regarding the completion of current BOT and EPC project. After the successful strategy transition towards the large-scale energy from waste project, we were facing many challenges, and the financial result was not satisfying. The decreased weak result were mainly influenced by the fact that the construction progress of current EPC project in Dingzhou and Zhuchun was suspended temporarily for the owner, and that the progress of BOT project was slower than planned, mainly due to the obtaining government's approval and permits required. Nevertheless, we made progress on our strategy and can also report positive facts. First, we signed a new Wuhai EPC project to further strengthen the strong order backlog. The second, the successful €10.3 million sales of manufacturing site of the Miyun led us to improve in EBIT of 41% and net result up to by 32%. Third, further increase of cash position to €110.1 million. All in all, we are very confident that Zhongde will benefit from the opportunity of the Chinese waste from energy market. In following, I will give you an update on our current projects, the 2013 financial results, and Zhongde's strategy and outlook. So let's turn to page about the project on third page. The future financial performance of Zhongde will depend on its progress in completion of its ongoing EPC and BOT construction progress project. Here you can see an overall of our current project. In 2014, the two BOT projects, Zhoukou and Xianning, are planned to be completed. In 2015, the two EPC projects in Zhuchun and Dingzhou, and one BOT project, Kunming project, are planned to be completed. In 2017, the Wuhai EPC project is planned to be completed. Finally, in 2018, the Lanzhou BOT project is planned to be completed. Now let's turn to next page to see the picture of the Xianning project. This is our BOT project in Xianning, which has been completed by 91.2% with a disposal capacity of 600 tons per day. Let's turn to the next page. The next picture will give us a concrete impress of the Zhoukou BOT project, which completed by 88.9% with a disposal capacity of 500 tons per day. Now let's turn to the next page. Here you can see the current Kunming BOT project, which is completed by 74.2% with a disposal capacity of 700 tons per day. Now let's see the next project, the Zhucheng EPC project. It has reached a 63.8% completion rate in 2013, with a disposal capacity of 500 tons per day. Let's turn to the next page. The Datong project serves as green plant model. Our energy from waste plant enjoy a very good reputation due to the successful Datong energy from waste project. This energy from waste plant went into operation at the end of 2009. It has an annual maximum capacity of 360,000 tons of waste disposal per year and has 220 million kilowatt annual generation of electricity. The Datong project acts as the demonstration project of green plants in China now. It has been visited by many central and local government officers, customers, and cooperation partners from home and abroad. Actually, it has broadcast by the Chinese Central TV station in a 45-minute program. So it's a big advertisement for Zhongde. We still get benefit from that. Now let's turn to the next page. The delay of the BOT and EPC projects affect the 2013's result. In 2013, overall revenues decreased by 50% to 12.3 million euro. 8.6 million euro generated from BOT project. It accounts 70% of the revenue. EPC project accounts for 30% of total revenue in 2013 with 3.7 million euro. Weak development due to slow completion progress of current BOT project Kunming and Xianning and a suspense temporary for the two EPC projects in Zhucheng and Dingzhou. Moreover, the application of new accounting method for the BOT project, zero profit method, had a negative impact. Gross profit decreased to minus 0.2 million euros. In 2012, the figure is 1.6 million euro. Now let's turn to the next page. The slightly improved earning situation. EBIT improved by 5.1 million euro to minus 7.4 million euro in 2013. In 2012, the figure is minus 12.6 million euro. The net income of minus 8.3 million euro in 2013 Last year, the figure is minus 12.2 million euro. The weak financial performance mainly results from a slow construction progress of EPC and BOT projects, the application of new zero-profit accounting method, and adjustment of estimated total cost of the BOT project in Kunming and Xianying. Now let's turn to the next page. Strong cash position ensures flexibility. As already mentioned, we have a very strong balance sheet with cash and cash equivalent amounting to 110.1 million euro at end of 2013. Net cash amounts to 37.1 million euro in 2013 after deducting 73 million euro loan. This ensures flexibility in BOT investment and bank loan negotiation. The cash per share is 8.5 euro, while net cash per share amount to 2.9 euro after deducting loans as of December 31, 2013. This you can compare to our share price of current of the Zhongde with the technology AG under 2.7 euro per share. Now then, let's turn to next page. Strong ore position for future growth. Our order backlog is still very sizable. It did decrease 12% in 2013, but still amount to 226.1 million euro in December 2013. Our backlog is mainly consists of the new contracts for the Wuhai EPC project and the Lanzhou BOT project. Deduction of all the backlog, including the project Zhaodong, 25.7 million euro, and Shouguang, 27.7 million euro. The proportion of small size inserts account for 2% of all the backlog. EPC project account for 35%, and BOT project account for 63% of total order backlog in 2013. So let's turn to the next page. Zhongde share price remain on strong level. Zhongde share price increased sharply during 2013, especially during the last months of the year. During the first 9 months of the year, we observed a violent but positive performance starting with 1.75 euro per share on January 2, 2013, temporarily peaking with 2.5 euro mid-November. This peak was followed by a sharp rise up to our all-year high of 5.10 euro on November 27, 2013, an increase of 80.2% in order backlog, in order booked, and a shift of voting interest and the sale of one of the Zhongde's subsidiary was fact supporting this significant increase. The price then closed at 4.5 euro on December 13, 2013, which indicates a 147.5% increase of the share price over the financial year 2013. This trend continues on a similar higher level at the beginning of 2014, even though the share price fails to reach the November peak again, closing with 2.76 euro on April 25, 2014. The shareholder structure had been amended with Mr. Zhong Ma with 5.3% in 2013. However, Mr. Chen still represents the majority shareholder with 50.9%. Let's turn to the next page. The last one page. The outlook 2014 remains a transition period. There are four main growth drivers for the development of waste from energy market in China. First, the huge Chinese population and the limited land resource. Second, the increasing urbanization rate. The urban residents produce 2 to 3 times more waste than the rural population. An urban population has reached 53.7% at end of 2013. The third, the increasing affluence and higher average incomes of Chinese citizens. The fourth, the waste collection rates in China are increasing from 30% today to 60% and 70% in the future. Zhongde will continue to benefit from the favorable economic and political environment for eco-friendly waste disposal solution in China, and benefit from growing demand for energy from waste plants in China and throughout Asia, due to the increasing industrialization and urbanization. Zhongde will intend to complete two BOT projects, Zhoukou and Xianying, in 2014, and complete one BOT project, Kunming, and two EPC projects, Dingzhou and Xianying, in 2015. Zhongde will intend to start construction of both Lanzhou BOT project and Wuhan EPC project in 2014. Zhongde will plan to sell Feicheng project in midterm after having upgraded it to waste-to-energy project. Although 2014 will continue to be transition period for Zhongde, a rapid revenue growth and improved operating results and a stabilized cash position in 2014 are expected by Zhongde management. Since this was the end of my presentation, I'm delighted to answer your questions now. Please go ahead, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, press 9* again. please press 9 star to state your questions. For any questions, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. Mr. Wang, there are no questions.
Okay. Thanks very much for your attention, and we will see you next time. Thanks a lot.